It's time for Craves Gospel Truth with Pastor Don Swarthout, coming to you from Pensacola, Florida. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Swarthout will share from his heart and bring you a message from the Word of God. We would like to invite you to visit our website at christiansforamerica.com. That's Christians, the number four, America.com. It is our prayer that you will be blessed and encouraged by today's message. And now, Craves Gospel Truth with Pastor Don Swarthout from Pensacola, Florida.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Don Swarthout coming to you from Pensacola, Florida with Crave's Gospel Truth. I started Crave in 1999, and our first priority was to write to Christians in America, telling them how their freedom has been stolen from them in Washington, D.C., every day. Since that humble beginning almost 15 years ago, we have seen tremendous growth in the people who believed in us. We have begun a new ministry, which is headed up by Pastor Daniel Van Gundy. And Pastor Van Gundy has experienced a large and growing evangelistic ministry for alcoholics, drug addicts, or people who are down and out. We also have seen a rapid growth of a ministry for which I am heading up, which is the Crave Revival. Revival has been long talked about by a group of ministers who had no idea why they thought an outpouring of God would take place before we experienced a revival. As you will see in the coming weeks, it is based upon the idea that America is on course leading the Lord, or letting America experience a series of calamities, all of which means our nation will have the hedge of God's protection breached and removed. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but we have forgotten God in America. And in December, I will review the book called The Harbinger. And meanwhile, today's message is, if you abide in me, I will abide in you. It is even more powerful when we realize it can be taken to mean all three members of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, all dwell in us. The words of Christ are very important when we want to understand his word and what it means. In John 7, the Bible says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done for you. John 15, 8 through 11, the Bible says, herein is my Father glorified, so you will bear much fruit, and so you may be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue you in my love. These verses mean that if you glorify the Father, you will become a disciple of Jesus Christ. Jesus also tells us to continue in his love. John 15, 10 to 11 says, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. Even as I have my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. John 15 also has Jesus telling us to keep his commandments. One of his commandments is to keep his commandments, and that you should abide in the Father's love. In the next example, Jesus tells us, greater love has no man than to lay down his life for his friends. Listen to chapter 15, verses 12 to 14, where the Bible says, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And you are Jesus Christ's friend if you do whatsoever he commands you. In John 15, 16 to 17, it says, the Bible says, You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and I have ordained you, that you should go forth and bring fruit, and whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, the name of Jesus, he shall give it to you. Verse 17 says, "This things I command you, that you love one another." In John 15, 16 and 17, Jesus tells us that we did not choose him. Rather, he has chosen us and has ordained us that we could go out and produce fruit, fruit that will remain. Then he reminds us that we can have whatsoever we ask the Father in his name. The last thing he tells us in verse 17 is, I command you that you love one another. This is the same thing which the Bible says in the book of 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but the spirit of power, which means to me strength, and the spirit of love, which means we are to love one another as we do ourselves, and the spirit of a sound mind. We are always to have a sound mind. I frequently have asked God to heal me of these things. They are three things that I have learned in my own healing of broken ribs and by a person who was well known for his healing. I must believe I have been healed before the healing is manifested. This is the number one thing. And by his stripes, I have been healed. In other words, in the past tense. Number two, I have to exercise my faith before I receive my healing. When I believed my ribs had been healed, they were. When I did not doubt but believed my healing, it was mine. The same, number three, the same is true for clearing up of blood and on my brain. I must believe without any doubt in my heart that I shall believe those things which I say shall come to pass, and I shall have whatsoever I say. That is Mark 11:23. This is the most practical help I can give to anyone, at least for now. The question is, do you really believe in the Bible? The answer is yes, and it should have been no. I used to be a believer who did not really believe. I'm saying that I thought that I believed before I did believe. Today, I believe every bit of the Bible without any doubt in my heart. That is true for all of the scriptures I have read in the Bible. Let's get back to, if you abide in me or live in me, then I will abide in you. Do you believe what you read in the Bible without any doubt in your heart? Or do you have some unbelief? Remember the man who brought his son for healing to Jesus Christ's disciples, and they could not heal him. The man spoke to Jesus and said, Master, I have brought you my son, which has a dumb spirit. When he takes him, he foams, he gnashes his teeth, and I spoke to your disciples, and they could not cast him out. Jesus asked his father, how long has it been since that came upon him? And the father said, as a child. Oftentimes it casts him into fire or into waters to destroy him. If you can do anything, please help us. Jesus said to him, If thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. And the father cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Why did the boy's father say, help my unbelief in Mark 9:24? Perhaps that father was like I was when I experienced some unbelief. I thought that I was a believer, but I had some doubts in my own heart, as I came to find out. The boy's father was expressing himself about his unbelief. And in the end, The father had some belief when asked by Jesus to believe, and Jesus did cast the spirit out of the boy and strengthened his father's belief. He appeared like the boy was dead, but Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and the boy arose in Mark 9:27. Do you believe that scriptures are true? When am I a believer? I believe the Bible is all true. When Jesus speaks, we are to believe whatever he says, despite the confusion we may have in our mind. When you will find out, as I did, Jesus Christ speaks nothing but the truth. This is why we call him our Lord and our Savior. Jesus speaks the full truth out of his mouth. And Jesus says only what he hears the Father say, and that is plain and simple. In John 4:14-11, Jesus said in answer to a question about the Father, "If you have known me, you should have known my Father also. From henceforth you shall know him and have seen him." In verse 8, Philip said to Jesus, "Lord, show us the Father, and it will suffice for us." In verse 9, Jesus said to Philip, "How long have I been with you? And have you not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. How, then, can you say, 'Show us the Father'?" Verse 10, Jesus says, "Believe you not that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words I speak to you, I speak not of myself, but the Father who dwells in me, he does the works." In verse 11, Jesus said, "Believe me that I am in the Father, and that the Father is in me, or else believe me for the work's sake." This is saying simply the same thing that I have been saying to you, which is, if you abide or live in me, I will abide or live in you. Jesus also abides in the Father, and the Father abides in Jesus. Jesus is one of the three members of the Trinity. He is the same as God the Father, the Holy Ghost, and Jesus the Son. This is why we call Jesus our Lord and Savior. And he is a real part of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That is why it is so important to remember Jesus abides or lives inside all of us who believe in him. Lord, I am so stoked and on fire for God. I hope that you will pray for Danny Van Gundy, and you will pray for his continued success and desire to see all people come to the Lord. And while you're at it, you could pray for me as well. Pray for my success in the ministry and to get people to come to the Lord. You can also pray for me to have discernment in my heart of the Lord in regard to my retirement from radio in February. We will pray your success too, as we always do. You can call us at the number our announcer will give you at the end of the program. If you wish to leave a message, we will call you back as soon as possible. Well, time has come and gone for our program today. We will be back next week at the same time and on the same station, unless the Lord comes first. In that case, I will see you in heaven. This is Pastor Don Swarthout coming from Pensacola, Florida, saying so long for now.
This has been Craves Gospel Truth with Pastor Don Swarthout from Pensacola, Florida. We pray that today's program has been a blessing to you. For more information, visit us online at www.christiansforamerica.com. Once again, that's Christians, the number 4, America.com. Or visit thegospeltruthcenter.com. We would love to hear from you. You can write Pastor Swarthout at 4677 Belvedere Circle, Pace, Florida, 32571. Or you can email Pastor Don at swarthout5, that's the number 5, at AOL.com. Or call 850-736-8613. Once again, that's 850-736-8613. 8613. Thank you for listening to Craves Gospel Truth with Pastor Don Swarthout. We look forward to hearing from you.